Let's do it.
Dellavedova is bothered by Curry from behind, gets fouled, throws him a prayer shot, he banked it in! Dellavedova was falling down to his left. He was fouled at the top of the key, he was leaning forward, he put it up as he was falling to the floor at the foul line, and somehow he banked it in from straight away.
Rubio busca y la roba J.R. Smith del otro lado, traía cola a Karl Anthony Towns y la quiere el rey de la izquierda, amagó de tres, no, mejor para Deli, de tres en camino, Deli!
Welcome to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
So guess who's back in town?
Yeah. Can you guess?
Can you guess? Oh, Deli.
Yes, he's back. That was the song, Mighty Back Again.
Not Dellavedova.
Deli's back.
Yeah, he's back in town. Obviously, nice to see an old friend back in the mix as in trade a couple of days ago. John Henson, Matt Dellavedova, a first-rounder, a second-rounder, come to the Cavs as Sam Dekker and George Hill go in the other direction. Washington was involved as well, a three-team deal along with Milwaukee. It is great to have you with us here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. John Michael alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito. He is the Spanish voice of the Cavs. He is the Spanish voice of the Browns. We have a number of things to talk about. On the Cavs front, of course, Matt Dellavedova being number one. We just received word earlier today, some not-so-good news. Tristan Thompson will miss approximately 2 to 4 weeks with a left foot sprain that he sustained in the road game last night in Milwaukee in the third quarter. I'm reading from the press release here. Additional evaluation and an MRI today at Cleveland Clinic Sports Health confirmed the sprain. Tristan will now undergo a period of treatment and rehabilitation. His status will be updated as appropriate. Tristan Thompson is having probably the best season of his career, Rafa.
No doubt about it. And that's the kind of night that we had yesterday for the first time at the Pfizer Forum. Mm-hmm. Tristan Thompson was 6 of 7 when he injured himself. And it was weird because sometimes in different arenas, the effects are not as clear as some at others. And at the arena in Milwaukee, they were so clear in my ear.
You're talking about the on-court mics.
I could hear the effects. I could hear Tristan Thompson grimacing the moment he landed after trying to get that defensive rebound. He stayed on the court for a couple of
plays.
You mentioned it. He's averaging 12-12 and second in the league in offensive rebound, just getting those extra possessions. And what I like the most about it, John, is we obviously know what the record is for the Cavs. We obviously know what the purpose of this season is, to grow, to develop, and to compete. And Tristan Thompson has done so regardless of what the score or the record is for the Cavaliers.
His leadership obviously has continued to ascend as he's now basically the main voice in that locker room, which he really never was over the last four seasons for obvious reasons. A lot of veterans in that locker room, and he's been terrific on the floor. Opens up the door for Larry Nance, also for Ante Zizic to get himself back in the rotation.
For sure. I think that's the other thing, talking about young guys getting the minutes that they need. You know, Ante Zizic had looked good at the beginning of the season when he got the opportunity. Then, obviously, the minutes became sporadic, and now he's going to have the chance to do so as a backup for Larry Nance Jr. And, you know, you have to give it also to the coaching staff, who once again is going to have to figure out a way to find combinations. Alec Burks is in the starting lineup. Now, obviously, Larry Nance Jr. jumps back to the starting lineup to take the job of the pivot position. So, again, it's an ongoing work in progress here for the Cavaliers and the coaching staff.
Colin Sexton continues to play some solid ball. Struggled from the field last night in Milwaukee, but for the most part, his development is going in the right direction, despite the fact that there are the pieces moving around him. It was George Hill for a while, of course, then the trade. Rodney Hood in there. Alec Burks has been in there, as you mentioned, Rafa, as the shuffling continues for Larry, Drew, and crew. We have a great show. Angel Gray will be joining us in the first half hour. I know. Can't wait to talk to her.
It's a pay-per-listen show
pay-per-view
now.
Listen, yeah. $5.99. $5.99 to hear from Angel Gray in the first half hour. The second half hour, we'll talk about that Dellavedova trade, getting Deli back. Listen to some Dellavedova highlights and reminisce about some of the stuff that he did during his run with the Cavaliers as we will roll on here on Cavs HQ. But next, straight ahead, it's Angel Gray, Cavs Radio Network.
Just keep Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com. I'm living, so we turn it
up. Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life.
Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in-store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
Hey, nailed it.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Millions of fans have made this show their rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 30th, two shows, 3 and 8 p.m. at Quicken Loans Arena. Reserve seats on sale now to qarena.com and livenation.com. Minutemen HR welcome Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
I can name that tune in three, my prerogative.
Notes.
Bobby Brown, right? My prerogative. That's all I know about that song.
The Spanish voice of the Cavs. Yeah. Welcome you back to Cavs HQ.
He's like Cavs HQ karaoke.
Please. Rafa Hernandez Brito. And is that any way to welcome in our featured guest?
That's why I'm so happy, because Angel Gray is joining us.
Fox Sports Ohio, Angel Gray, first year doing the sideline reporting for the Cavaliers. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys, too. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
How have you been?
Very good. Yeah. Very good. I'm acclimating to the weather.
I see that.
And I have been to probably way more restaurants in Cleveland than I should.
No, it's good.
But I think it's been a really good transition.
Have you been to Barroco yet?
Who?
You haven't been to any restaurants.
That's a good one.
That's our favorite one.
Yeah, that's a good
Barroco.
One.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, though?
It's a fusion of Colombian food with some nice Cleveland taste to it.
Okay, so because we've established a friendship and
I'll take you there.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Before the end of the calendar year. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
And by the way, you just took just totally blew. Oh, no, I know what it was. You're getting acclimated to the weather, you said?
Well,
it's beautiful right now.
Right now,
I'm sorry to break the news to you.
Rafa came from Miami. Yeah. You came from Atlanta. Right.
Mind you, I was in LA all summer.
Oh, that's right.
So I've been used to being at the beach doing work, just at coffee shops, no air conditioning or anything. You just open the windows and you're fine. So this is different. But all I need to know is that it's going to be cold. If I look out my window and I see the snow going sideways, I'm not used to that, so I just stay in.
It'll be so cold, you're going to get brain freeze walking to your car if your car is not parked inside. That's how beautiful Cleveland is in the winter.
I thank you so much for giving me that heads up.
I love it.
Can you encourage her? Maybe? What?
No, but I'm preparing her for the reality to come. Nobody said that to me.
She's already here.
Nobody said that to me. You know, when I moved to Cleveland, I got the first advice I got was just do whatever Joe Michael does, which I now learned that is a bad. Yeah, it was a bad advice I received from my boss,
Dave
Dombrowski. But he picked me up a couple of times before I even was able to get a car to take me to practice and everything. And he never once mentioned, you know, like, make sure you carry a hat.
He was wearing like a windbreaker at the time in mid-January.
Snow boots?
You'd think he'd figure it out on his own. I don't know. I just met the guy. What am I going to be like? I don't know, man. You want to, amigo, you want to put on some boots? I don't know. What would I say?
Hey, I'm a Clevelander now, and I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Be a friend.
Yes.
Okay,
you're
going to
love it.
Oh, okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
So you make the transition from L.A. most recently to Cleveland. Another transition was that in L.A. you were doing play-by-play in the WNBA. You go to sideline reporting now for Fox Sports Ohio. That transition has been what for Angel Gray?
It's been a learning curve. I think with play-by-play, you're talking the entire time, J-Mike. You know, I mean, both of you know the process of what it takes to prep for the games, going over the game, the you know, boards that you have to have for that. With sideline, it's more the stories, and they have to be quick. So that's been my biggest adjustment. And, you know, shout out to my producer, Brent, who's always telling me, you need to shorten it.
That is the first time.
That, yeah.
That is the first time something nice has been said about Brent Valenti here on Capture Skew.
I always talk nice about Brent. He's talking about himself. I like Brent, too. Rafa is an anti-Brent thing.
Never ask Brent about restaurants, especially on the road. Never.
Brent goes out of his way. This is our producer, Brent Valenti, Fox Sports. Goes out of his way to try to recommend nice things for us. And then
took me off for my birthday.
Not.
And then, heaven forbid, something goes wrong or somebody doesn't like something at that restaurant.
He's not a bully.
Yeah, he's not a
bully. He's a kind soul.
We bully each other.
No, Rafa.
So you're young bull one.
Rafa's not even nice. No, neither one's young. Let's clarify that. Neither one's even close. But that's what he does. Brent, by the way, recommends restaurants, and he does a great job, obviously.
Yes.
But the pace is wildly different.
It's
right?
completely different, and it's just understanding, even in the NBA, it's not just 15, 20 games, what I was doing for college basketball or even with the WNBA. Now it's on the road. You can have back-to-backs, being prepared, different storylines. How does that change with each night? So it's very different, but it's been fun.
There's a lot of hurry up and wait, right?
Yes.
For what you do?
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
I think the past 2 weeks have been hurry up and let's see what's going on. Just with the trades
with the changes
that have been going on,
right.
You know, the different faces on the team. I mean, even when you're preparing for a feature or anything of that sort, things change immediately, you know, just with the name that is going to a different team. So you just have to adjust. I think that's the biggest thing for the season is just knowing when to adjust.
You mentioned the difference in preparation. Obviously, you know, when you're going to do a game, you kind of know who the guys are on the other side or on our side that you're going to have to. I always say that one of the biggest, not disappointment, but the things that I found out when I started broadcasting was that everything that I hear the guys say is given to them. It's just a matter of what good a storyteller you are.
Right.
But my question to you is, when you come to a game to do the silent reporting, do you guys have already like the 2, 3, 4 things that you're going to bring during the timeouts, or is that something that on the fly changes and it's...
Just on the fly, and especially with me, I love this sport. My whole life has been about this sport. So for me, the biggest adjustment is relaying the message to an audience that may not know the, vocabulary of, you know, basketball. So it's, what is he saying? Be direct, be short, concise, but at the same time, deliver it to a point where they understand what's going on.
And one more question, and I think, I don't know how John feels about it. I don't like it because I don't think there's never anything or context being said or done at this moment. How do you feel about those interviews with the head coaches that they do on national TV, like in between before the fourth quarter? And, you know, like, would you like to do like Greg Popovich, who claimed to be this nice guy and he bullies everybody?
Let me clear before you answer. You don't like any of them, or you only like you don't like the pop ones where he does?
I don't
pop
like
thing.
When they don't. I don't like
you don't like the access to a head coach in the middle of a TV broadcast.
I don't think they give you anything of that to help me.
Huh?
I don't think they give me anything.
It's more of an obligation for them than.
I don't know. Let's ask the sideline reporter. What do you think?
Well, you've been sidelined, too.
I have, yeah.
But I think with that, I'm lucky to even get the assistant coach with Mike Longobardi at
halftime.
Well,
you got him at halftime.
Yes. Yeah. I think when you are interrupting the flow of the game, any coach wants to just be with their team, adjust, talk with their staff about what's going on the floor. They don't want to talk to TV about it. That's an obligation that they have to fulfill through contracts. If I were a coach, I wouldn't want to do it, but it comes with – it's a part of the deal.
Part of the contract. I know that, but I'm saying it just doesn't feel – like in baseball, they do it like in the in between, like in the middle of the fifth inning. And they go
and
to
you
the
like
manager.
That better?
No,
like that better.
I don't. I don't want my manager giving interviews in the middle of the game.
Well, I think different coaches handle it
certain
way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're looking at a Greg Popovich, I don't think if the interview was done pregame, I think he would give you the same type of response.
Yeah, actually, usually when you have ideas like this, I'm like, all right, Robert, that's the worst idea ever. But you know what's interesting to this? I think it's all perspective. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think a lot of fans really like that access.
Okay. Yeah,
I think by being closer to the sport, mm-hmm. because we know what our coaches deal with and have to go through and recognizing that they probably don't want to do those, and mm-hmm. especially for a sideline reporter, you know when you're talking to somebody who doesn't want to be there, mm-hmm. which isn't easy. But I think, but wouldn't you say, Angel, that most listeners want that kind of action. They like to hear
the
voice.
Scoop.
You like to hear that voice.
You
want to
hear the scheme. You want to hear what's going on. And especially seeing the huddle right behind them, it's like, wow, this is the access that we wanted. I totally get that. Yeah. As a reporter, that gives you an opportunity to, you know, be the liaison between the audience and the coach. But if I were the coach, because
I
understand that it's like, okay, now I have to take the time out of my day to speak with you on that. But I think it's something where you help me, you know, mm-hmm. help me help you. In that situation.
My point is, Rafa, you made a good point. All kidding aside.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Look, he was just about to start pouting.
No, I know. He was leaning away from his microphone. I was trying to say, all kidding aside, that was something of interest. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll have more Angel Gray right after this, right here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec, I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Oh, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Everyone's going to Levin's because this Wednesday, Levin's is bringing back one of our greatest offers. For one day only, take 30% off one single item. That's our biggest discount. An extra 30% off a single item on a single day. Treat yourself to an early holiday gift like a new leather sofa, a reclining sectional, a dining table, or even a queen bed, and get our biggest discount offer one day only, Wednesday at Levin's.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Woo!
Yeah, you know this one.
I know all of them. It's not like this is some
How about we do a charity Caps HQ night, a karaoke night?
No. That would be nice.
Who would dance? Yeah, it would not be nice.
I would love it.
You know what I did want for a karaoke?
You know who would dominate the whole night and we'd have to listen to the Hispanic version of Michael Jackson?
You know,
like the whole night.
This is a funny story. We did a charity event in Miami, and it was a karaoke event.
Here we go.
And everybody came in and did like a song, you know, Michael Jackson. And I did a salsa song, and I brought backup singers. And
you are a mess.
I won, of course, but it was the best.
I won, of course. Do you see that? He literally could not finish the story without telling you he won.
But it was for charity. My charity won.
Yeah. Couldn't get out of the story without pumping his own tire.
I thought it was a great idea. We're gonna ask our producer Leo Simone here to do a Caps HQ karaoke night.
Yeah, you can co-host that one.
I would like to be just a backup dancer.
All right. All right. Now it's more interesting. Yeah. Now maybe I'm back in. This is Cavs HQ. Great to have you on board, John Rafa and Fox Sports Ohio's Angel Gray. All right, Angel. You have better seats for all of these games than Rafa and I do. We are up in the Joe Tate Perch, second tier, for those who aren't as familiar with the Cube, second tier. Mid-court, great seats, but not courtside. You are down there right behind the huddle. What have you learned maybe about this team? What have you learned about even the NBA in general? I'll back up a little bit. First year I ever did minor league baseball, I thought I knew everything about the sport, right? Mm. I go in, do it. Within 2 weeks, I learned that I didn't know a thing just by being around all these guys and talking, and you just absorb so much. What's this experience been like for you over the first couple of weeks or so?
Oh, just a funny story. The first week, I had a different coach, a different head coach, Ty Lue. So I remember just being in the huddle asking him, or pregame, asking him a question about, you know, Tristan getting back or something like that. And I said, yeah, and he's clogging up the paint. He looked at me, he said, excuse me? And I was like, oh, gosh, did I say the wrong thing? And he answered the question, and after he said, how did you know that? And I was like, oh, that's just my terminology. Like, that's what I say in basketball. And he said, oh. And one guy said, you know what? She knows basketball. You know that, right? He said, I'm learning that. So this is interesting. That being said, it's building the relationships with the guys so they know that you've been invested in this sport, mm-hmm. and that you know what you're talking about from that standpoint. Then it becomes just controlling the controllables. This is my first year in the NBA. So I have to understand my team first, and then I can go on and say, okay, I can be an expert for the other teams. And I think I've progressed in that as the season has gone on. But it's been very interesting to be in the huddles behind the guys and understand how they've changed from game one to now. And for me, we've lost a couple bodies, but the morale of the team was a bit different. Now you're looking at a team that, even though their record doesn't indicate it, they are fighting with one another.
You know, you guys get to, as fans, we get to experience and spend time with the guys a lot more than people get. They don't even know what it was. You actually, guys, I listened to the latest episode of Road Trip, and you two were spending time with George Hill and Channing Frye. Is there one guy that you think changes a lot from what you see or what we see on the plane, on the mm-hmm. bus, and in the huddle, in the game?
In the game, I think even what Larry Drew has said as of late is Tristan Thompson has been the voice of this group. He's been in the huddles. He's been, you know, on the board writing down things. And you would see Channing Frye doing it. And it's a different voice because he doesn't get a lot of minutes. But Tristan has been that steady voice and also been very steady on the floor as well.
Isn't it funny when you see Matt Dellavedova is a perfect example to me. I mean, he's the nicest kid you could ever meet off the floor.
Oh,
and he's the last person in the world I ever want to play against.
He's the type of guy that if he's in your team, you love him.
Right, last person in the world. Even if he's on your team in practice, you don't love him. and you end up being a lot better because he's on your
team. I always tell the story. First of all, Colin Sexton is going to benefit the mm-hmm. most from daily practicing with him every day.
And he might dislike him from time to time.
Yeah, but
he's
that's
heard
good.
The stories.
That's good.
He's heard the stories.
That means Daly's doing his job.
That's what I'm right. That's my point. Right.
But the first day of training camp, the year we won the championship, Richard Jefferson was, you know, practicing for the first time with us. It was LeBron, Richard, veteran guys. And then it's a loose ball, mid-court, and Richard is, you know, first day of practice, nonchalantly going over to pick it up, and all of a sudden this bullet just came through the floor to, like, dive for the ball. And Richard looked at LeBron, and he's like, who is this guy? He goes, oh, you'll know who Daly is.
Yes, very soon.
You'll get to know.
I'm curious with you, Angel. I mean, you weren't here when Daly exactly. was here the first time around, but I saw a tweet of yours about the love that you've seen expressed
exactly.
to this guy over the last, what's it been, 48 hours or
yes.
so? How has that experience? I mean, what?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was on a different side. Right. I was in Atlanta, so I was at the Hawks.
Oh, right.
So I remember the days Deli's like
that.
Going over and like
he was public enemy number
I'm
one.
I'm like, gosh, this guy, we got to figure it out. Like, why can't we stop him? You know, he's the hardest worker on the on the other side of the floor. And now it's like, okay, well, at least he's on my team now. So I've grown to love what he brings to the table. Before, I just couldn't stand it. It's almost like against if you're playing against Michael Jordan. It's like, I can't stand him. Why does he do this? But if you're on the Chicago Bulls team, you're like, okay, maybe I'll like him.
Yeah, and Daly, what a couple of series he had. Of course, Al Horford got ejected after he got tangled up with Matt Dellavedova.
Korver
got rolled on by Daly in a loose ball. And, yeah.
And Jeff Teague could not even stand in a picture of him.
There you go.
So I feel terrible for you, Angel, as an Atlanta native.
Man,
Atlanta Hawks. Man, we'll talk more about Daly in the second half of the show and the trade that brought him back to Cleveland. We're going to continue right after this on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in-store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson with very special guests. Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
back on Cavs HQ. Well, this month, the Cleveland Cavaliers were proud to recognize first-grade student Caden Williams as their December All-Star Kids winner for his fantastic work in and outside of the classroom. Cavs In-Arena host Ahmad Crump and Moondog surprised Caden in front of his classmates and his teacher with a giant ticket to an upcoming Cavs game and a pizza party for Caden's entire class. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. The second half of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T is straight ahead. Oh, you know, this is a family show, right? You know, it's Christmas time. It's a family show.
You know what I mean? And I do my little thing.
We do our best to keep it a clean show, a politically correct show.
On the catwalk. On the catwalk.
And now we have to hear the Hispanic version.
I do my little thing. Too sexy for my mic.
For those of you who have not yet selected a different station, this is Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and our featured guest, it is Angel Gray. Angel, I hear you have a new, or at least a new semi-workout partner.
Oh, yeah.
That's one question. And part two, how can you possibly put up with that when you guys go to the gym?
Oh, man, he's a workhorse.
And it is none other than the man on my left, Rafa.
Yeah.
In what way? Angel?
Let me tell you. We'll go into the gym. First off, he was like, "Hey, let's get a workout in." I was like, "Great." And he was like, "Let's do 6:30." I was like, "A.M.?
Yeah. That's,
oh, okay. So we'll
lost
do that.
Me at six.
So we'll do that. Well, you know, then we're going doing ladders, and you're talking about Jacob's ladder. Then you know, we'll finish a really hard circuit, and then he'll go back on the bike, or he'll get on something else. And I'm like, "Well, this makes me look bad if I don't at least get on next to him." Then what does that say about me? I actually have learned now that I need to run my own race because Rafa is just on another level.
And we've been trying to get on the TV side to do a segment because, you know, we go to the Tremont Athletic Club. We're part of the TAC Army.
Yeah.
And I introduced Angel to our trainer, Mary Sormax, who is the best. And you should come with us.
Yes,
come right along.
She's good at
And we will tweet you guys when he comes with us.
You said you've been trying to get a segment. Yourself training on Cavs HQ.
We haven't been
trying to do anything.
Wait a minute.
Trying to sit here
but
and relax.
My point is to promote healthy living.
Because
I used to weigh 300 pounds at least 10 pills a day for different things in my body that were going wrong with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally, after my doctor said to me, "Listen, for the last 3 years, you've been coming to visit me and your numbers keep getting worse. So the next time that you come to visit me, I'm going to be asking your family if they want you in a box or if they want you in powder." Basically, you know, so this is serious.
No, I know.
It changed my life completely. And I'm literally off the medicine. I got no problems with my life. And I love, now I don't go to the gym to lose weight. I go to the gym because I love how I feel after it. And obviously at the table, at the dinner table is where my weight loss either goes up or down. But it's true. It's like we're trying to promote healthy living.
It's a great story. It actually is a great story. I mean, you've seen the pictures on Cavs HQ. It's almost like a different guy. But so you're part of that now, Angel. And that said, I will respectfully decline any invitation that occurs prior to noon. You guys can go do your own
thing. He gave that whole speech and then looked at me and said, 6:15 tomorrow? It moved me, but I'm not sure.
It didn't move me that much. Didn't move me. It's a little cold. It's a little cold that early. This is Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. We are joined by Fox Sports Ohio's Angel Gray. We talked a little bit about the Matt Dellavedova trade. John Henson also coming to the Cavs along with a first and a second rounder in the deal. We got some bad news earlier today as I read from the announcement from the Cavs. Tristan Thompson will miss approximately 2 to 4 weeks with a left foot sprain. He was injured in last night's road game in Milwaukee late in the third. Additional evaluation and an MRI today at Cleveland Clinic Sports Health confirmed the sprain. He will now undergo a period of treatment and rehabilitation. His status will be updated as appropriate. And Angel, your take, I mean, this guy comes to play each and every night. We mentioned you're right down there on the floor. None of that's fake out of Tristan. I mean, he's going 100% all the time. He means it. There are some, as my partner Jim Jones likes to say, fake tough guys in the league.
Right.
Not Tristan Thompson.
He's not. And Jim Jones, we were talking at Shoot Around that same day, and he said, I've never met anybody that works as hard as him. He even called him his son. He was like, this guy just can go. And to see him leave the game like that, I mean, look at it. The injury that he had, and he popped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets up. He's trying to work through setting screens, what Tristan does. And eventually, coach is like, yeah, we got to get him off the floor.
Is there another guy in the league that Jones likes more than Tristan Thompson?
Well, I'll tell you this. There are, first of all, if he doesn't play with the Cavs, forget it.
Yeah, you can forget that.
I mean, literally, George Hill went to Milwaukee. Jim's like, look at this. Meanwhile, a week ago, he was like, George Hill.
Yeah.
We love him. He's
Jimmy,
great.
Jimmy, I love hunting.
Jimmy, I'm just teasing.
Wilderness. Zebra.
Jimmy, if you're listening.
No, but my point is.
I'm just kidding. Let me make that clear.
My point is, I tease him a lot. And you know this. Him and I always spend time before games. And sometimes I have an effect on the English broadcast for the Cavs.
Oh.
But, I always when I read on the notes and says, you know, like Tristan Thompson needs 3 rebounds to pass Jim Jones. I'm like, oh, Jim, you're going down tonight. And that's one guy that he doesn't mind being passed
by, which is
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, Rafa will talk to Jim before the game and get him angry about something. And then the broadcast will start, and I'm wondering why we're in a bad mood before the game ever starts.
I'm like,
you know what, Rafa, keep your words out of my partner's ears.
The first time it happened, it wasn't intentional. It's just that I brought up rap music and now I kind of know which way I can take the broadcast.
You should probably just wait till post game.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And share that because now you're affecting Jay Mike.
Yes, exactly.
No,
and he knows game, that. And it doesn't matter.
No, in the post game, I will give him like a little Stevie Ray Vaughan just to bring him down. I'll give him like a little video of like Stevie Ray Vaughan or some blues song or some jazz song, so kind of calm him down. But
time
not...
out.
Yeah, girl.
So what you were saying is that you give him music before the games, and you gave him
I talked to him about music and about
what did you say
anything
about
that irritates him? Anything
I forget
that
what song
him.
I brought up, and we were talking about how the music has changed because it was in an era where it's like, you know, it was very obscene and because I love rap music, and he does the musical part
He's
of it.
He's a big yes.
But I forget what song we were talking about, and it was in Boston, and he was really not. He was agreeing with me, but in a different way.
Yeah. Mm.
But John forbids me to talk to Jim Jones before the broadcast.
We just have to get him a really good playlist. Like, I'm starting to do playlists before the games because you got to get in game day mode.
He would love that.
Let's do a game day playlist.
He would love that.
For each game, it has to be different.
Let's exclude Rafa from the entire process. And
no, he loves my music choices.
All right, well, we'll see. Angels, we continue to roll on. We were talking a little bit about the loss of Tristan Thompson. Larry Nance Jr., Ante Zizic has a chance to get back into the rotation.
Yes.
This whole season has been like that. Mm-hmm. Guys getting a chance to step up. A couple of games ago, Jalen Jones goes 4-for-4 from distance. Jaron Blossom game, he's the other guy on the two-way.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped up, played some pretty good basketball in Milwaukee just last night. It's been the case all season long, hasn't it?
Yeah, Blossom game had a double-double. First one with his team has been able to start.
It's only played
Alec
four
Burks,
games. Yeah,
right, exactly. Alec Burks and Jalen Jones went 100% from the field in our previous game in that win. And hoping to get David Nwaba back, too. I know that a lot of people have overlooked what his impact was in those games. And we won the games that he was in the starting lineup and at least competed. And it started with that Lakers game, honestly.
Right.
So it's the energy that he brings to the floor. So hoping we get him back relatively soon, too.
It was the Lakers game in which the Cavs played well. They went on and won in Philadelphia, then came back and beat Houston on that back-to-back. And Nwaba was a big part of that.
For sure. And I'm going back to the kids, you know, on the dual contract, Blossom game and Jones. I'm hoping that they get together and, like, have a great game on the same game, you know?
Yeah, it hasn't been either one or the other. You're right.
It's been one or the other. Like, but Jalen Jones hit 4 triples against Washington. Yep. He wasn't the only one missing shots in Milwaukee. It was everybody.
Everyone.
Ball was going in. Period. And that's how horrible the game of basketball is. Sometimes the ball won't go in, and there's nothing you can do about it. But then Blossom game. Is it me or his rebounds are loud?
That's exactly what I saw, too. And I remember looking at BJ Evans, which is the PR director for the Cavs, and I said, his impact on the glass, especially with Tristan out of the game,
they're loud, his rebound.
Very good. I mean, you wouldn't even notice until you look at the, you know, the box score, but what he was able to do, not only just with the rebounds, but he was defending the paint, too. Mm-hmm. He had 2 huge blocks. I mean, one was, I think, a little ridiculous.
And he seems to
be getting... Yeah, he got a goaltending call that could have been a block as
well,
right?
He seemed to be getting comfortable now. Maybe he was a little nervous at the
beginning.
It looked
like
obviously
it.
Making
looked
his
like
debut.
The first few games,
you know, the game is a little faster than you think it is. But now he's, you know, a couple of practices, shoot-arounds under his belt. He seems to be getting comfortable.
He's getting comfortable.
The start didn't hurt either. I mean, he got a start in his third game. He made his first start.
And then Channing Channing Frye called him an R&B singer. So he's being welcomed. Yeah.
Wait, tell us. Explain that story.
Well, you know, we had Channing Frye mic'd up for one of the games, which is probably one of the best things in entertainment.
Yeah.
But he looked at him and said, "Hey, welcome. You look like an R&B singer. I don't know which one yet, but you look like an R&B singer."
Did he
say
anything?
He just laughed. He looked at him like, "What are you talking
about?" Now, have you talked to Channing about that Matrix move he had in Milwaukee the other
That was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
I didn't know how to relate that message.
Explain.
But it was like, it was one of those slow motion, my knees aren't quite ready, my feet aren't prepared for this, but I'm going to fall. It took him 7 seconds to fall.
I heard him explain it the other day. He said he was going, and then his foot just gripped.
Somebody stepped on his foot,
then he started to fall, and his foot gripped, and then he just kept falling. And I honestly had time to look down at my paper three times and back up.
I
saw it the second I went on the bus. Like, he was already sitting in the bus, and I was like, dude, what was that?
Well, his whole team kind of looked at him like as he was falling. It was the most interesting.
But you know what? That is Channing's contribution to the team. Because even on a bad night, is that he manages to keep the team losing.
That's so him.
To bring it all full circle, as he falls down, he gets the call, falls down, he has a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
My partner says,
because he knows.
And my partner says, don't smile, Channing. Yeah. Don't let him know you got away. Just walk away. Get out of there. Angel Gray, always good catching up. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T right after this.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wing foot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, feet, Nance. Look out! As Nance once again hammers home a dunk.
Check out what's new at the Team Shop from Homage, New Era, Level Wear, and the official Nike On-Court collection. Shop online anytime at cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50.
Hey, nailed it.
Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Does it remind you of your clubbing days in New York City with David Bowie?
Let's dance.
You lived in New York City. Did you have clubbing days?
Yes, I did.
Were you old enough? When did you live in New York City is what I was asking. When did you leave?
I left to school for 4 years, but came
in
back.
Boston?
Yeah, from Boston. Came back to New York City right after college.
Oh, how long did you live there?
For 25 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you did have clubbing days.
I did my clubbing days,
yeah. You did dance to David Bowie.
Yeah, David Bowie was
what
the
clubs?
Best. The Palladium. at first, illegally at Studio 54.
Oh, great.
And then legally at the Palladium. I had to take you that the area was a church.
How old are you?
I'm 52. The area was a church the Limelight. I'm sorry. The Limelight was a church a cathedral turned into a club in New York City. And everything in the inside the church was still in where people were dancing.
Oh, that's
and
pretty
everything.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, not many people thought it was cool. The altar and everything was still.
Well, I guess that, yeah, it's a little too much.
And now it's a restaurant.
I thought you meant it was at like the, I guess.
And now it's a restaurant, but I got to take you there. It was really beautiful days in New York City, my young days.
I'll go, if it's no longer, I'm not going to.
It's no longer a club. It's an Italian restaurant now.
All right. That,
but it's still with the outside of the church down on 6th Street.
That's pretty neat. We have a busy week coming up for the Cavs 3-game homestand, which starts tomorrow. You've had a busy couple of weeks with the Cavs tomorrow. Host the Knicks for the first time this season. Tip is at 7 o'clock. They get to see the Bucks for the second time in a 4-day span Friday night. That's a 7:30 tip. And then a Sunday matinee against the 76ers on Sunday. If you're wondering if that's going to interfere with the Browns game, it will not.
No.
As the play-by-play Spanish voice of the Cavs, the man to my left, will be in Denver.
I'll be traveling to Denver on
it's a
Saturday
Saturday
morning.
Game.
The schedule gods contributed a lot for my first season with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So I traveled domestically, which is horrible now after being spoiled on the team chatter. I traveled domestically on Saturday morning to Denver and then go straight to the stadium and fly back with the Browns for the 3:30 game on Sunday here against the Sixers, which they will have some kind of revenge in their mind.
Oh,
no?
Yeah. The Cavs were all over the Sixers. Yeah. Sixers were 10-0 at the time in their own building.
It's
when
a
they
different
fell.
Team now than the one we saw the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, when it fell to the Cavaliers. Your last game with the Browns was a busy. The Cavs played at home.
I have four games in a row.
Cavs at home Friday against Sacramento. Cavs at home on Saturday against Washington. Then you had the Panthers game on Sunday.
Correct.
Then traveled to Milwaukee. That was just this past couple days ago.
Yeah, 4 days in a row.
That was a heck of a football game, huh?
And I had 2 wins in a row. Yeah, it was a great game by the Browns, who basically just put an end to the season. And believe
Panthers,
it or not.
To the Panthers season.
Of the Panthers, yeah. And believe it or not, they are still alive, mathematically alive. They need help. But it's December, John. December 15th. And 11 today, and we're still talking about the Browns having an opportunity to finish the year in a very positive note.
Pittsburgh's in a free fall. I mean, they've lost 3 in a row. The rest of their schedule. Even that Bengals game is an easy game. The Bengals, the Patriots, and the Saints coming up for a team that's lost 3 in a row for the first time in a long time. The Ravens are only a half game behind the Steelers, so that's a team to keep an eye on. That was a big win by Kansas City in overtime. Over the Ravens, and you're right. Yeah. It's December, and we're still talking about.
There's three teams that have 7 wins in the NFL in the American League in the American Conference. It's the Titans, the Colts, and the Dolphins, and the Colts and the Titans play each other, so they could lose. At least one is going to lose there, and then the Dolphins have a couple of games that are still a little difficult. So the Browns, they're not in charge of their destiny, but all they have to do is win out. Next Saturday is a really tough game because Denver is coming back from a loss. They're still alive ahead of the Browns in the wild card race, but it's Mile High Stadium.
It's a tough place to play,
the altitude, with the cold, even though we're used to it. But it's a place where the fans are used to, just like here. You know, the fans really were loud. The dog pound was amazing at First Energy Stadium.
Yeah.
But Denver is not an easy place to go play.
3 weeks ago, they just stuck it to Pittsburgh there, did the Browns a favor in that building. But, boy, that should be a fun one. You're busy. Time continues. What a season! I mean, for you, Browns.
It's been fun.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun. It's been amazing. It's been incredible to see what Baker Mayfield has been able to do. He's up for rookie of the week again.
Should be.
And Jarvis Landry finally had. He almost had a hat trick. He He almost threw for a touchdown. He caught one and he ran for one.
You know what I kind of like keeping an eye on as we're coming up against a break here? Just taking a peek at the Darnolds and the Rosens and all the
Baker
other ones.
Baker was the right choice,
the
right?
The kid for Buffalo, the tall kid. I mean, we're seeing what, you know, they're having their ups and downs. And Mayfield continues to seem to be progressing in the right direction. So good stuff for the Browns. Continued good work and good luck for you, Rafa, on the Browns side. We'll take our final break and be back right after this to wrap things up on Cavs HQ.
There must have been something in the world. Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Everyone's going to Levin's because this Wednesday, Levin's is bringing back one of our greatest offers. For one day only, take 30% off one single item. That's our biggest discount. An extra 30% off a single item on a single day. Treat yourself to an early holiday gift like a new leather sofa, a reclining sectional, a dining table, or even a queen bed, and get our biggest discount offer one day only, Wednesday at Levin's.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Get tickets starting at just $5 to the Canton Charges' first Cavs night of the season. This Saturday at 7:30, all fans receive a Cavs Kevin Love bobblehead courtesy of Goodyear. Plus, 100 fans will win Cavs tickets and limited edition Wingfoots bobbleheads celebrating Goodyear's 100 years in basketball. Enjoy appearances from Cavs mascot Sir CC and the Q-Sticks. Plus, charge post-game player autographs. Get your tickets now starting at just $5 at CantonCharge.com or the Civic Center. This Saturday night, get charged up!
Electric coming in. Make any hand. Now you're really going back there, Big Daddy.
We are back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ. I think for the first time, I'm going to say I know who sings this and you don't. You don't know who sings this. I'm actually proud of myself because very rarely does this occur.
No.
You're not
going to
come up with it.
No.
It's a one hit wonder. Eddie Grant.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I know. See? I'm just kind of proud of myself. One Hit Wonder comes from the 80s. That's
maybe,
about my
maybe,
only...
Maybe next week they let me bring my playlist.
No. Mm-mm. They will not do that?
New Marty. York, London, Paris, Munich. Nope. Everybody talk about pop music. Talk about.
Marty, that was you are the best songs. You are under strict instructions not to allow Rafa in any time to affect your music selection for this show. Hey, tomorrow night, Knicks.
Big night.
At home. Matt Dellavedova.
The return of the deli.
We'll be back on the floor for the first time in wine and gold in a handful of seasons. I still enjoy when he was back as a Buck when he got the ring
his
celebration.
Ring, yeah, remember that?
Got
yeah.
mobbed by his teammates.
How he dropped. Remember the ring dropped?
Griff,
and somebody found it and
Griff
gave it back to Griff.
Bumped. He then went to reach into the box. Yeah, and it was gone. It bounced across the floor. But, boy, what a welcome that'll be. It was nice to see him. He was in street clothes the other night, and he got saluted, and it looked like it touched him. And it should be fun to see Dele on the
floor. It's great to be surrounded by good humans, and Dele is one of them. My rise to the arena on the road, that's so much better now, because that's how him and I got to know him and Joey Hoops, Joe Harris, when they were both rookies. And Joe Harris ended up being Dele's best man in his wedding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Joe Harris was Dele's best man. That was because we used to ride and just drink coffee and get on the ride to go to the arena early because they used to come in and get their work in before everybody else did.
You know what this reminds me of? How Angel earlier said, I heard so much about Dellavedova. Everybody seemed so excited. You know, that's how, when I came to the team, how everybody talked about Andy Varejão.
Yeah.
He said, wait till you meet this guy. Because
and they weren't wrong.
Yeah, and within 5 minutes, he's one of the best guys I've ever met. So good to have Dele back in the mix. He will take the floor as a Cavalier for the first time in years tomorrow night. The Cavaliers take on the Knicks. 7 o'clock tip. The Huntington Tip-Off Show begins right here on the Cavs Radio Network at 6:30. Yours on La Mega starts at 6:45. Christmas Story T-shirt night. All fans.
That famous lamp.
Yeah, all fans here at the queue will receive a leg lamp T-shirt. It's presented by First Energy.
Except that the leg is wearing a Cavs shorts.
All right, even better. Great seats remain available at Cavs.com and all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations. How was that for a plug?
You shoot your eye out.
How was that?
Yeah,
pretty
Big
good.
Daddy have never watched A Christmas Story either, by the way.
You know, after you guys shamed me, I've actually watched the first half of it. I taped it. Watching with the kids. We all fell asleep midway through, but we do have plans to finish it. Homestand starts tomorrow. Knicks Wednesday. That's tomorrow. Bucks Friday. Sixers on Sunday afternoon. Get your tickets at Cavs.com. Come on out and enjoy the Cavaliers. This has been Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Oh, Dele! Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Millions of fans have made this show their rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 30th, two shows, 3 and 8 p.m. at Quicken Loans Arena. Reserve seats on sale now to QArena.com and LiveNation.com. Minutemen HR welcome Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.